Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, everybody. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. Excited to be here with you today for Torah Today. We're going to do our prophetic reading and prophetic table talk around the Parashat Metzorah, which means leper. And I kind of slash titled that spiritual disease. And so you're going to understand that a little better just shortly. We're excited to be here with you to celebrate the word of Yah. Again, our theme for today is Metzorah, which is the leper. We want you to come and assemble for the reading and the hearing and the reverence of Yah through the fellowship around Torah. We recognize in this season, this is the bread that we live by. We never knew it before. We know it now. This is not any other way. There is no other way to live, actually, besides the bread that the Father gives outside of the food that we eat every day. But the priority bread is absolutely the word of Yah. We have the Mashiach for that example. Oftentimes the disciples were, you know, preparing themselves to go find food and, you know, prepare themselves to eat. And they would ask him, have you eaten? You know, are you good? And he'd say, I have a meat that you don't know about. I eat a food that you're not familiar with yet. So I believe we're in a season where the Father is really desiring to usher his sons into a different paradigm where we understand the value of the food that he gives, of the food that he's providing. That's what's important. I think a lot of the detriment, a lot of the issue that we're having today in the spiritual climate are the fact that people are not mindful of what they're eating. And on top of that, people aren't mindful of what they're feeding. So we've got an eating issue and a feeding issue. And that's what all of this sickness and all of this dis-ease is coming from. Today, our prophetic readings are going to be coming from Leviticus 14, verse 1, and we're going to go through chapter 15 to verse 33. Our haftarah, or our prophetic reading, is going to be Malachi chapter 3, verses 4 through 34. I'm sorry, verses 4 through 24. And then our good message, our Brit Kadash, is Matthew 8, verses 1 through 17, and Matthew 21, verses 1 through 17. Oh, wow, I didn't know that was matching like that. I need to verify that. That's something. I'm not saying that it can't happen. But, okay, so Matthew 8, 1 through 17, and Matthew 21, 1 through 17. So we're going to do that. We will kind of do a recap on what we did last week with the She Will Conceive, our Tazria portion. We did a lot more conversations about the conception part than we did about the actual leprosy or the skin disorder or the disease, the spiritual disease part. So we're going to go into that. I'm going to give you guys just a few minutes to get your Bibles and your pens and pads ready, and I'm going to get my area just a little ordered. I got a house full of grandbabies right now, and so you may hear some things from time to time, but we're going to bring a little bit of order on my side while you get everything organized on yours, okay? We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, as soon as I can log out of what I'm trying to do, like I'm trying to be smooth and professional, just been getting stuck while I'm moving around. Oh, man, you got to love it. You have to love it. Okay, we'll be right back in just a moment. Hold tight, guys. We really are going to go on hold any minute now. I love it. Well, we'll just wait for it to catch up. We're having a bit of technical difficulties today. And I mean, it's something that I'm growing accustomed to in this season. Actually, I understand that's an adversary desire to really contest what we're doing. In so many ways, we're being contested. But that's what, we're victorious. I was sharing a video yesterday with the people of Yah, just letting them know, listen, the thing that you're going to want to do in this hour, when the enemy has selected you as a contender, is not to give up, not to quit, not to be frustrated concerning your purpose, but to follow through. You know, that's where we need to be in this hour, is in the follow through, not in the frustration. Our victory is not in the frustration, it's actually in the follow through. And there will be a lot of things that are happening around us that are lending toward, you know, just allowing the frustration. You know, I'm trying to figure out why. I told some people that I love very dearly, I'm trying to figure out why, no matter what time I set my broadcast to, everybody's got something to do, and without even considering that I have something to do. So these are just some of the things that we are dealing with in this season, and we're just going to have to work through them. Listen, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Tazria for tomorrow. The basis of formation is information. The basis of formation. This whole language of Zayakel, this whole language of Leviticus, the command, it speaks to areas of our being that we're not yet formed in. And this is the purpose of the formation, so that it can bring the transformation that's necessary, so that we have the letter, so that we have the understanding, we have the education of the information that's being given to us for the formation, the final formation of what he desires. And speaking of noting the difference between clean and unclean, this is not a natural, just a natural scenario as much as it is a spiritual representation of a thing. Wow, I have done a lot of talking. How long have I been muted? I've done a lot of talking. This is becoming so frustrating. It's becoming so frustrating. But we got to not allow the enemy to frustrate our purpose. What I'm going to have to do as well from now on is to do a secondary recording somewhere, because if I don't do a secondary recording, that's going to be a misunderstanding. I know I've spoken for at least a good 30 minutes, and you guys haven't heard a word I have said, not a word I have said. So what we're going to have to do is this, because there's no way in the world that I can even recapture everything that I've said. No way in the world I can recapture everything that I've said. Wow. This is those times when you're at an impasse. This is one of those times when you're at an impasse. I'm gonna make an executive decision tonight. I really am. I'm gonna make an executive decision. I know we have an hour and 3 minutes and 27 seconds left. However, it's way too many distractions on my end for me not to have recognized that I was on mute that long. That's the level of distraction is just too great on my end to actually do what I need to do. So we're going to have to take this in sections this week. Now I have more responsibility. We're doing Passover this week, live on Facebook at noon. And then I'm going to have to come back this week and just break up this whole Torah passage before the next Torah portion comes. We're still going to be talking about atonement next week, but I'm going to have to break up this whole Torah passage along with what I shared with you guys last week. We're going to have to do that. I'll just come back on Blog Talk throughout the week. I'm going to have to set a time for that. You can verify the time by looking on the page. If you look on the page, you'll recognize the time. I haven't set one yet because I don't know what the Holy Spirit wants to do about that. But this is a little bit more than frustrating for me right now, because I was talking good. When I tell you I was talking good, I mean it. I'm not saying that because it was me talking. I'm just saying the Holy Spirit was sharing some things. So I'm praying that I'll be able to reshare those things throughout the week. We're just going to take this whole week and just break up this portion of Metzora for the rest of the week. We'll do that until we come to the close of it. It may only take us 2 or 3 days, but we'll do it. We will do it. Maybe I'll do it in the morning time even. So just be watchful for what time we're going to go on. Be watchful for that. And it'll be up. It'll be up this week. We'll go through it until we get done with it, okay? I want to end the broadcast by reminding you guys that the body is not a me thing, it's a we thing. And so I'm considering you tonight. No way in the world I'll be able to recapture everything I said. Let me go ahead and get off the line, get in prayer, and identify what I need to do to separate myself from the distractions that are causing us not to be able to hear what the Father is saying. You guys not being able, because I mean, I heard it, I said it. But I needed you to hear it because he gave it to me for you. So whatever these distractions, these mechanisms of adversarial mechanisms are, we're going to overcome these things in this hour. I thank God for you, Elder Vicky. I thank God for those of you that keep me posted and let me know what's going on. You are by majority my person, Elder, and I really appreciate and honor you. Next time, I really would rather you call me because, well, you might not have been able to get through. But I would really rather you call me because I may not be able to see the text messages. And by the way, I've got the volume down on my phone so that I'm not able to hear that, so that we're not getting feedback in the mics. But I love you guys so much. I'm excited to take this time this week and share it. It just probably needs to be broken down that way. So we're going to heed that. We're going to heed that, and we're going to just go ahead and break that down throughout the week. So you guys go on ahead and get some rest. Go ahead and read over the Torah portion again. We're going into our new Torah portion this week, but go ahead and read back over Tazria, which is chapters 12 through 15. Go ahead and read through chapters 12 through 15 again, because we're going to come back to it throughout the week, and we're going to just break this thing down. And we're going to get a clarity and an understanding around these things, and I possibly even share some of the information from Passover, because it has a lot to do with this clean and unclean piece. It has a lot to do with this at-one-ment, this atonement. That's why I love how these things are organized. I believe it's really Yah how these things are organized, because at the end of the understanding of clean and unclean is the at-one-ment, and that's the end of Passover. You know, coming into that realization that atonement has been made. And when we look at all of these different offerings that are given, when somebody is declared clean, now you got to give this offering, because this is what makes you at one with the Father. All of it just works together. So go ahead and read through those things. We'll come back starting tomorrow. We'll come back and go through Torah and follow through with the Tazria and the Metzorah portion, the clean and unclean, for the leper, spiritual disease. I'm excited about it. I know I sounded a little like I was frustrated originally, but now I'm excited because I believe that, again, with the amount of objection that the enemy is doing in this season, something great is brewing. There's something great brewing for the sons of Yah. And I want to encourage you in this season. If you've been under high fire, if you've been under enemy attack, and it seems like the shots are just coming from every space and every place, I want to encourage you that the cavalry is coming. I want to encourage you that if you just look up, you're going to see more with you than are against you in this season. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're going to find out that you got backup and didn't never even realize the amount and the strength of your backup. But we do serve the God of war. We do serve Yah of hosts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so we can just be excited about the fact that no matter how hard the battle, no matter how tough the fight, you've been identified as a worthy contender. So just stay in the fight. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace to you.
We'll be right back.